500 knots. Point Mach 9, 3, 0.95, 0.96, 0.97, 0.98, autoburner.
Air Force retired Lieutenant General Charles G. Cleveland knows that sound all too well. General Cleveland belongs to an elite aerial group called the American Fighter Aces.
Some 1,450 fighter pilots became aces. And to become an ace, you have to shoot down confirmed victories, at least five enemy aircraft. And that number of aces is about 2% of all the fighter pilots involved, so it's difficult.
Fighter aces flew in World War I, World War II, the Korean War, and the Vietnam War. As president of the American Fighter Aces Association, General Cleveland has a new mission, preserving the legacy of the fighter aces. The organization is producing a book called Wings of Valor, honoring America's fighter aces.
We're putting together a coffee table type book, a first-class book about the exploits of living American fighter aces. Being an ace, I think, encompasses is a sense of duty, good training, aggressiveness, and knowledge of aircraft and your own capabilities.
General Cleveland invites the public to the Wings of Valor website to find out more about the Fighter Aces and its fundraising efforts. You can hear more stories like this one at WVASVeteransComingHome.org. Melanie Hogan, WVAS News. In less than 4 months, ASU alum Jared Turner and 16 other veterans will pedal more than 4,000 miles from California to New York City to raise awareness of veteran issues like suicide and post-traumatic stress disorder. Turner says the journey, much like the military, is one of endurance.
I served as a combat medic for two tours when I was in for 10 years. I got injured, and that's why I understand this. I lived this life. I understand what it is to be pulled off the battlefield. I understand what it is to have to take a flight to Landstuhl, Germany. I understand what it is to have to put your life back together after you have had multiple injuries from combat. But I'm also a living example of that. It wasn't just myself who was standing up there. I still had those same brothers and sisters that I had on the battlefield with me. Let's continue this on. Let's move forward.
Epic Veteran Ride is an organization that links veterans with helpful resources. Turner implores veterans to seek support.
If you need help, if you're reaching out, if you even think that you're struggling and you've lost friends, brothers, family in combat, you can't give up then. You have not earned that right. They sacrificed their lives to make sure that we had an opportunity to live ours. So I would say to them, hey, reach out to your fellow brother, sister in arms and tell them, hey, I got you. Just like I had you on the battlefield, I have you right here, right now. Let's live. Let's not die. Let's not surrender to these ailments. We can overcome these ailments, but it is going to take a collective effort.
The group will begin cycling on October 1st from Camp Pendleton in California to New York City on November 11th. More information about Epic Veteran Ride can be found on WVAS.VeteransComingHome.org. Melanie Hogan, WVAS News. Montgomery native Jason Nelson says his career started with the Navy nearly 20 years ago as a way to get away from home and experience a new life.
People look at me, they see a chief in the Navy, but what they don't see is that someone who grew up in the country, who came through the projects of Trenum Court, who've been in the crime-ridden neighborhoods. So I always talk to people about make sure you have goals. And when I put on my uniform, I don't only speak for the Navy, but I speak for everyone that I've ever been around. And I'm just grateful for the opportunity to serve. I'm grateful to be from Montgomery. I'm grateful to have went through everything that I have ever went through in life, because that's what built me to who I am today.
Nelson says military service has afforded him numerous opportunities.
What I really wish people knew was they think every time you think about the Navy or the military in general, the first thing that comes to mind is war or discipline. And I tell them the Navy and the military is no different from any other job where you have supervisors, you have leadership, and you have the tools to excel. And what most people don't know about the Navy is that you are actually in charge of your own career. It's not like you have to sit around and wait on promotions. Your promotions are primarily based on numbers and how well you study for exams and tests.
Nelson, a married father of two, was the guest speaker at the annual dinner meeting of the Boys and Girls Clubs of the River Region. Veterans are invited to contact WVAS-FM as part of our WVAS.VeteransComingHome.org series. Melanie Hogan, WVAS News.